The third meeting of the Turkish-Russian Joint Strategic Planning Group was held on Wednesday in Istanbul. The group was created to discuss political, economic, and social issues taking place in the region and the world. This time, the main item on the agenda was the crisis in Syria. The meeting was followed by a press conference chaired by Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov.
Peace in the Middle East is a common objective for both Turkey and Russia. Since the beginning, Turkey has employed every effort possible so this crisis would not happen. We will have a meeting with the Friends of Syria Council, including 110 countries on a global scale, and we will plan a strategic process.
Syria has been in a state of unrest since May 2011, when foreign-backed militants, supported by the West and some of their regional allies, notably Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, launched a war on Syrian government forces. The Syrian president has time and again accused Ankara of being the biggest facilitator to the insurgents by allowing al-Qaeda-linked militants to enter Syria. The insurgency, according to the United Nations, has left over 70,000 people dead and over 1 million displaced.
We do not support regime change. We need democratic regimes and dialogue. The militants should put down their arms and come to the dialogue table with no preconditions. Many external countries are waiting for a so-called victory in Syria, but there is a big humanitarian issue here that we need to face.
Although the two sides don't agree on the fate of Syria, both claim their main priority is peace and stability in the region. They also called for a region free from all weapons of mass destruction, focusing mostly on abolishing Israel's WMDs. The next meeting of the Turkish-Russian Strategic Planning Group will be held in Russia's St. Petersburg. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov's visit comes just before the third visit by the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry is expected to be in Turkey this weekend. His trip will include a meeting with the so-called Friends of Syria Council. Lavrov said Russia is not a member of the council, but called on all parties attending to make decisions that include dialogue with the Syrian government while sticking to the Geneva Convention. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.